God is not a respecter of person. God is a respecter of faith. If you make a decision, Lord, I heard what your word says. I believe what your word says. I have joy. And even when people come against me and when test trials and tribulation come, I'm going to hold on and keep believing what it is that your word says. That's listener number two. Then you got listener number three. Listener number three is the one, it fell amongst the thorns. And those are the ones who, when they heard it, they go out because they've heard it, and the word gets choked by cares of this world. You know, what am I going to do for rent? What am I going to do about school? What about my husband? And what about my wife? You got all these cares, and man, what's going on with these politics? And what's going on with COVID? Oh my God, and everything. And then you say, but you have riches, you know, deceitfulness of riches. And it's like, man, you ain't even got to do it God's way, partner, because I got a better way for you. If you would just do it this way, you ain't even got to do it God's way. That's what that whole mammon is all about. I can get you God's results without God. That's the world system says. I can get you the same results just without God. God says it's all temporary. It's a knockoff. It's only going to last for a season. And it will cost you more than what you have to offer. And then it says the deceitfulness of riches and the pleasures of life. And it brings no fruit to maturity. This third type of listener, they heard the word. They believed the word. They held on to it for a while. But then they started listening to all this chatter about all these things that's going on in the world. And listen to all this, man, I give you this, I give you that, I give you this, I give you that. Or, you know, they said, man, there's an easier way. You ain't even got to go all through all that God stuff, man. Just go ahead and, you know, spend 50 years paying for a house, you know, or you know, get in a high interest loan, a car loan, or, you know, get all you can in this life. But you don't leave it God stuff to somebody else. That's for them suckers. That's for them weak people. Let me tell you, it don't take anything for you to follow the world system, because everybody's doing that. It takes a real soldier. It takes a real trooper. It takes somebody who got some real tenacity to swim against the grain to do it God's way. And then that fourth listener, he heard the word. He or she went through the test, trials, and tribulations. And then they still believed and they had joy. And even though they seen all the cares going on and all the pleasures of life and all the deceitfulness of riches, all the easy ways, they said, I'm going to hold on to what it is God's word says, because I'm at the point of decision. I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to give up.